Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenges that you've been having in the gym or with your eating habits that can take you to the new level of physical growth. If you could ask me one question that when answered can take you to that next level, what would that question be? I want you to call the show. The number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. Get lots of emails all through the week, phone calls. People have a lot of questions on message boards. Here's your chance to call in right now. 347-326-9145, and I can walk you through the whole process. We can talk to you individually with your individual challenge. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is the next level for you as you strive to create the body that you really want? And what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make improvements and you want to make them in the shortest period of time, efficiently and effectively, you are going to have to know exactly what it is you want. When you know what you want, the answers to those questions, the right strategy when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to training, when it comes to the mindset, whatever it is that you want, when you get clear on what you want, the answers to your questions will come what seems like out of nowhere. They'll seem to come to you like magic, whether that's from a training buddy in the gym, whether it's reading one of the muscle building magazines, one of the health and fitness magazines, the internet, a message boards, or right here on this radio talk radio show. Those answers will start coming to you when you know what you want. So think about it. What is it that you want? And call up the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Getting what you want, finding the best combination of those training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategy is going to be much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Lots of free information on my skiplacour.com bodybuilding and training website, ebooks, DVDs. I even have them all bundled up in a special for you. Check that out. There's a lot of free information, and also sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter where I break down strategy by strategy every week, take the basics, build upon it, and help you get more clarity when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts. So go to the skiplacour.com website. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition website, and that is located at AST-SS.com. AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition website at AST-SS.com. All your nutritional supplementation products, the nutritional supplements that I've been taking for over 15 years to help build my body, led me to 6 national championships. Some of my favorite products are the Muscle XGF, great tasting in my busy day to get my meals down, the Muscle XGF, and then also the VPT Whey Protein. Protein is muscle. Muscle is protein. You got to make sure you get that in that highly digestible, easy to assimilate, and AST Sports Science has those protein products and a whole list of protein or nutritional supplement products to help you take your body to the next level. AST Sports Science is also the creator of the Max OT training program. You probably read about that all over the internet and the muscle magazines. Max OT, maximum overload training. It's the most effective and the most efficient training method developed by the president and founder of AST Sports Science, Paul D'Elia. And this incredible training program helps you build the most muscle in the shortest period of time. You get in the gym, you get out of the gym, you're focused, you're intense while you're in there. And the whole program is set up that way, so you have to be intense. You have to stimulate muscle, and you have to get out there. The brilliance is in how the whole program has been designed. You don't have to do all the things. If you're searching around the internet trying to come up with all these routines and you're trying to think about how your body works to certain routines, go to the AST-SS.com website. Go to the lower right-hand corner. Look at the Max OT training logo. Click that and put your email address in there and sign up for the free program. It'll bring you into a web. You get a password and a website where it's going to be all explained. Now, I do a lot of communicating on the internet, whether it's on my website through emails or I go on to message boards, and I'll line out the program and I'll line out, like, for example, on the bodybuilding.com website, you'll see 13 training routines. And now when I have these routines, it's all Max OT training, and I do those routines for 8 to 10 weeks before I take an entire week off to let my body totally rest and recuperate. And then you can go to any one of those. Heck, I'll tell you, over the course of time, you're just stimulating the muscle anyway. This routine, that routine, it's all the same. It's all worked in. That's the beauty of the system. You can just rotate from one to the other. And the first question I'll get asked is, well, you know, I like this routine, but hey, should I do this? I should do that. And how about cut out that or add a few more sets there? I want you to take a leap of faith. Do the Max OT training program exactly as it's outlined. You commit to that for, let's say, 3 months for me. All your questions are going to be answered before trying to theorize even going into it. Especially if you're a 15-year-old like this gentleman was, or you're new to training. You know, you don't have to go, you can't figure out something that you have no experience doing. All it is theorizing. You're always guessing how your body will, what's best for your body. You have no idea. I want you to commit to the Max OT training program for 3 months. You're going to find out how simple the process is. Now, I didn't say it's easy because the things that we're going to talk about today is how to align your mental resources to get the most out of any training program that you have or any nutrition program that you have. It's not easy because how you actually execute and implement will determine how easy it is for you. I said the plan is simple. Building muscle, losing body fat is a lot more simple process than we make it out to be. So go to the AST Sports Science website, AST-SS.com. Sign up for the Max OT training program. Follow it in its entirety. Give me 3 months of your life, and it will change the way you look at bodybuilding, training, health, fitness, building muscle, and losing body fat. It's going to make a lot more simple for you, and you're going to be able to do this whole process for the rest of your life with a lot more ease. So here's your chance. Call the show at 347-326-9145. Here's your chance to get some free coaching. Call me and let's talk about what it's going to take you to take yourself to the next level and get more out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. You can also chat with me live on the Blog Talk Radio chat room. Again, all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the challenge that you're going through right now that can take you to that next level. And here's the time to get a whack in the head, just kind of whatever it is that you're going through, hear it from another perspective to help you get clarity in this area of your life. Oftentimes, you may find that you're already doing everything right. You just need to keep on track and continue. Just keep on keeping on. It's the validation from a coach, an expert, a friend, a guru is all you need. You don't need to do anything radically different. Let me be that coach and friend to you and give you the validation that you need if that's indeed what you need to take your body to the next level. I can help you do that. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world take their bodies to the next level. get that those bodies that they're striving for, and also bust through any sticking plateaus, frustrating plateaus that they're going through as they strive to create that body that they want. And whether those plateaus are physical ones, a lot of times they're just mental ones, and I help them break through that. Again, I've been having a big presence on the internet, helping these thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts on my bodybuilding website, www.skiplacour.com. I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs. That's over 2,000 pages of written material and over 20 hours on DVDs. Skip LaCour's book and DVD library, you can check that out on skiplacour.com. I have it all bundled for you for one special low price. I've written for the muscle magazines all over the world for about 18 years now. I've done seminars all around the world. During my week, I do a lot of one-on-one phone consultations where I coach and guide bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts. And, you know, now with the internet being so open, we don't pay long-distance charges. We can do that all over the internet with services such as Skype and Yahoo phone services. I mean, I remember back in the day, it probably cost a bodybuilder quite a bit more money because they would be calling from all over the world into California for those phone consultations. The internet has made things a lot easier, so you can take advantage of that too. If you're interested in one-on-one coaching, for two ways. If you want to have free coaching, and I get a lot of people applying this way, to call up to the show, every few shows what I'll do is I'll take someone who's enthusiastic and they want to take advantage of free coaching. And we'll break down their challenges, and they'll be open and honest about what they're going through with me. We'll break it down here on this talk radio show. And then what I do is in between, I'll open it up so everybody can benefit from this person's challenge. And we usually takes one or two shows to go through the whole process. It's that whole phone consultation process. You might want to say, hey, do I need a personal trainer in the gym? One thing is that I've realized, and that's helping thousands of people who want to take their physique to the next level, is that a lot of times it's how they organize their thoughts and their beliefs and their mind about what it takes to have the body they want. And it's those type of things, that mindset, that lifestyle that they do or do not set up for themselves, that leads to their success or causes their failure. Very rarely it's a training routine or a nutritional program. I mean, those are available all over the internet. And as you probably noticed, and as it may have caused a little bit of confusion or frustration for you, is that there are people who are wildly successful with one training program and some people who aren't. There are people who are massively successful with one eating program and some who aren't. So it comes down to, wow, is this some big scientific Rubik's Cube, some gigantic puzzle that I've got to find the perfect diet that fits my particular body, my certain chemistry, my certain genetic conditions before I can take my body to the next level? Am I on some all-out goose chase to find the perfect training program and the perfect diet? Well, no, it's really, like I said, it's how you organize your mindset, how you organize your lifestyle to actually execute and implement the training program or the nutritional program that you've picked out for yourself. And I can help you do that. So now this is your time for some one-on-one coaching. Call up and we can talk about it in this open forum on this talk radio show. So take advantage of this opportunity. You can call 347-326-9145. We can also chat on in the chat room. I also want to make you aware of my Manformation show. You can visit the website at www.manformation.com, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. When I talk about the challenges that you may think that you have as you build your body, your health, and your fitness, and you're looking for that perfect training strategy or routine or that perfect nutritional program, and you can't even go forward until you find all that. And what I said is, it's how you organize your mindset, how you look at your approach and how you organize your thoughts and your lifestyle to get what you want, and that's having that great body. And that's what Man Formation is all about. It's all about helping you get what you want with your life. And it's a program of alpha leadership qualities to help you transform yourself into the man you really want to be. So visit the Man Formation website. Find out what that's all about. It's a perfect complement to you building your body, building those muscles, getting on a great eating program and training program. Because a lot of times we do that to enhance the quality of our life. Here's a way to enhance your life from the inside out, not just from the outside in. All right, so visit the Man Formation website. Sign up for that free e-newsletter when you visit manformation.com. Visit the forum. Check that out. Check out like-minded individuals, like-minded men just like you who are striving to take their bodies to the next level. That's www.manformation.com. What I want to talk about today, when again waiting for your call, let's see, we had a caller just drop off. I want to talk about organizing your mind. And there's one thing that I want to address. I get this all the time is, hey, Skip, I'm a beginner. I'm an intermediate. I'm an advanced. Hey, what routine is best for me? And I do realize that there are a lot of gurus out there, a lot of experts out there who do write out specific beginner routines or intermediate routines and advanced routines. I wanted you to just think about that. I want to just ask you a few questions, just stimulate a lot different process. Again, my goal with bringing this up is to create more clarity for you by asking you questions. Like, we all can just follow the same old things that we've always been told to us, or it can be critical thinkers. We can be linear thinkers and find out what really works for us. Now, it's from my experience dealing with people who get all enthusiastic and they want to build their bodies, they want to go to the gym, they really want to put health, fitness, they're mastering this area of their life, they want to make it a priority. The vast majority will try and fail. And if you know my story, you know that I didn't really catch on to bodybuilding and training until I was 27 years old. So I was one of those guys who would join a gym, pay, back in those days, you'd pay a good few hundred dollars just to join a gym, only to quit later on. So I was one of those people who got really enthusiastic, thought that I wanted to make that a priority, but I didn't have different parts of my life lined up. It was when I kind of cleared everything else out. That's when bodybuilding stopped for me, and that's how I developed the passion and the desire, the dedication. And then I found the strategies and applied myself. And six national championships later, articles in the magazine, website, all that now all started because I got my mind aligned to what I really wanted. And so there's a lot of confusion out there, and so you go to the gurus and they line out beginner programs or intermediate programs or advanced programs. And so I want you to think about that so you don't become one of the many who jump into this, get overwhelmed, and end up quitting. All right, so let's think about that. Okay, what would, in your mind, designate or make a person a beginner versus intermediate or advanced? I guess I should tell you from this end, I'll give you some insight from this end. I've got thousands of emails over the years, and I would tell you the majority of bodybuilders, people out there, guys just want to build muscle, whoever. Well, if they've been training for 3 months, they put themselves in the intermediate category. If they've been training for a couple of years, they put themselves in the advanced category. I don't think too many people put themselves in the beginner category, except for those really fresh newbies, all right, people who are fresh and new. So I would say the bulk of people put themselves in the intermediate category. So let's say I wanted to have a big chest and I was a beginner. I just started. Maybe I was only 15 years old. Maybe I was a beginner at 27 years old. Would there be a routine that would be specifically designed to me? And if there was, what would that entail? So let's talk about the exercise for someone who's a beginner who wants to build, let's say, a big chest and bigger arms, all right? Now, first of all, is there a routine for bigger chest and bigger arms? Or would you suggest that beginner, intermediate, advanced, or whatever, takes a whole variety, they should build their whole body at the same time, all right? Okay, so secondly, so let's talk about the chest and arms. Are there different exercises that a beginner would do than an advanced bodybuilder would not do? Are there exercises that an advanced bodybuilder would do or someone in the gym would do and stay, and if you're a beginner, you would urge them to stay away from them, all right? I'm just talking about the exercise itself, whether it's a bench press, incline bench press, dumbbells, or for the arms, barbell curls or dumbbell curls. And if you think about that, whether you're a beginner or advanced, the exercises are the same. Again, let's keep this process simple. Let's keep it simple so we just go in the gym, execute, get the heck out of there, support what we do in that hour or so in the gym with good eating habits, and go on to the rest of our life, all right? Let's make, put building our bodies, training in the gym, health, fitness, let's keep it in its proper perspective so we can just execute and get out of there, all right? So are there exercises, like let's just say for your chest and your arms, biceps, that a beginner would do but an advanced bodybuilder would not do, or an advanced bodybuilder would do that you would tell a beginner to stay away from? So the that would be a question that I would pose to you. And if you think about it, the exercises are the same, whether you're beginner, intermediate, or advanced. All right. Now here's the question: is you might say to yourself, well, a beginner should do a lot more sets and reps, maybe more volume of training than an advanced bodybuilder. And as you get into this, when you become an advanced bodybuilder, that's not necessarily true. And that's what's so great about the MaxOT training program. You can go to my website at skipcore.com. You can go to the AST Sports Science website at ast-ss.com. It's intensity. It's stimulating that muscle, overloading that muscle, and getting out of there. The volume of training, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced, should be the same. Now, do beginners do a lot more exercises? Do they try to do a lot more volume? They do. And then when they find out, they have that experience of an intermediate or advanced, they understand that it's intensity. It's what you do in the gym, not your volume of training. So beginners should keep that in mind. Now, it may be hard for them to grasp, and they'll want to do more and more and more and more. And I understand with my beginning mindset that I had, and I was so passionate and dedicated, and I didn't understand. I wanted to do more and more and more volume too, thinking that would make my body faster. And I found out that isn't it. So it isn't that there is a routine for a beginner, intermediate, and advanced. It's really your mindset, how you apply any different routine. So, you know, keep that in mind. We have Nick Del Toro in the chat room, and he wants to know, how do we get totally shredded, and shredded for those who are more in the health and fitness mindset, losing as much body fat as possible, without losing that muscle? I see very thick dudes on stage, and they are shredded. I want to achieve that sort of conditioning. Well, it's a good question. A couple things about it is your years of training. How much time do you do all that heavy training? You back that up with nutrition. That builds muscle. You might see a thick dude, a very muscular dude on stage, and the biggest thing is how long has this guy been training? How long has he been doing work? A lot of times I see guys who are really good. They've been working really hard. They enter a bodybuilding contest, and they might have 3 or 4 years of training. And that's awesome. For what they've done in those 3 and 4 years, that's awesome. Okay, but they don't know when they're standing next to one of those thick dudes on stage, he may have been training for 15 years. I remember way back when I first started competing, I was very dedicated to the whole bodybuilding process. The training, the nutrition, I was consistent. I loved every minute of it. And I remember it was about after about 4 years of training, I thought I was going to jump in there and do, I was so good, I was going to do a non-tested show. And I came in second place, which was very good, being drug-free, 4 years of training. And it was very good myself, what I accomplished in that time period. Though I got beat by a guy who'd been training for like 12 years at the time. And I remember I had a hard time understanding, well, how can this guy be so thick? It must be the drugs. And boy, I was, you know, all the things that I talk about is that, hey, don't worry about the guys who are on drugs. Don't assume everything. You got to just be the best you can be. All the things that I preach now, didn't go through that process to understand all that. And I was blaming all on the drugs. All that guy did drugs, and how can I ever think about competing? Again, that was a lot of displaced anxiety, frustration. You have to understand that then now when it's just, say, 15 years later and I'm on stage, and even if it's a drug-tested show, all right, you know, I've been training for 15 years with my same amount of dedication, passion, follow-through, and just say there's an up-and-comer, some guy who's done great, he's been awesome, he's got great genetics, he's been working hard, and he's been doing it for 4 years. I'll tell you, if there's a God up in heaven, a bodybuilding God who distributes things fairly, right, and just say our genetics are the same, our work ethic and passion are the same, and I have 15 years of training and he has 4, is there any way possible that he should be able to beat me? I mean, heck, I've been training 11 years more than him, just as hard as him, just as focused as him. See, I'm going to look like that really big, thick dude on stage that he's going to wonder, heck, how did he get so big and thick? You know why? 11 more years of doing what you're doing. So that's the biggest thing to remember when you see someone on stage, whether it's a drug-tested show for drug-free bodybuilders or an open show, that there is an element that you got to remember is that years of training. We're not all created equally genetically, but we also put in different amount of time. So that's one big thing. Here's another thing, and this is something that is in your control. When I competed, and I would come in big, full, shredded for a show, what people didn't realize is that although the muscle magazines, it's so traditional to go on this 12-week diet. Oh, I'm going to focus. I'm going to get ready for the show. Oh, my contest dieting starts tomorrow. I've got 12 weeks before the show. Well, my show is in August, the Team Universe every year. While a lot of other bodybuilders are getting all excited, getting themselves pumped up, getting ready to get in all their patterns of eating, training, thinking for 12 weeks, 3 months, I would always start that process January 1st. I would eat as much food, good, clean, bodybuilding food, doing cardio, structuring my day so all my meals were on time, getting in that my metabolism running off the chart, feeding, stopping my day, stopping eating those 8 meals a day, training in the gym, focus for that show in 8 months, starting off with a little bit of body fat, making my life, my career, my passion. That would start in January, right after the January 1st holiday. And now we talked about years of training, but how about that? How about when it's showtime in August and I've been eating a lot of food, clean food, dedicating myself, you know, pushing the other things out in my life. And I've been doing it for 8 months, and someone's been doing it for 12 weeks. If there's a bodybuilding God up in heaven, shouldn't I be a lot better, fuller, muscular than him? So think about that, too. So to answer your question, Nick, you have to eat the most amount of calories, good, clean calories, to build and maintain the muscle that you do have all the way up to the show. You can't just kind of lack surgical training, love the bodybuilding lifestyle, eat your meals erratically or inconsistently, and then whether it's 12 weeks, start cutting your calories because you start dieting. So you might have been a haphazard, I don't know, 3,500 calories, maybe a lot of junk food in there, and then you say, well, I got to start eating less. And so for 12 weeks, you're eating fewer calories, doing more cardio. You can see how your body will start disposing of a lot of the muscle mass that you have. because you're eating fewer calories than it took to actually build or get to the level that you're at. See, the trick is to have a longer contest preparation season, to eat more food, clean food, to build muscle, to train heavy all the way up until the end. There's a certain mindset when it comes to bodybuilders as they prepare for a show is that, boy, it could be the first day of their 12-week diet. I mean, they haven't even started suffering yet. Oh, God, I'm dieting. Can't train as heavy. Don't want to get injured. I'm weak now. And for 12 whole weeks with fewer calories, they train a lot lighter, they eat a lot less food, and they wonder where all their muscle mass goes. So I hope that answers your question, Nick. You know, type me in an email if there's any way I can explain that better. It's all those, it's building muscle all the way up to the day of your show for a longer period of time, being more meticulous with all your discipline, training heavy, while you're gradually losing that body fat by eating the most calories as you narrow them down. Again, if someone's been eating 3,000 calories and now it's 12 weeks, and so now they go to 2,500, and then 2,200, and then 2,000, or whatever, they graduate down. Well, they may be competing against some guy who's really dedicated and focused. He has his metabolism eating 4,000 clean calories a day. He's already pretty lean. He comes to 12 weeks, and then he knocks that down to 3,800, and then to 3,500 calories, and 3,000. Now you're already at 1,800. He's eating 3,200 calories. He's training heavy, training hard. His body's already leaner than you are because he's been doing it a lot longer. All right? Well, he's going to preserve a lot more muscle mass while he's leaner than you when it comes showtime. So, again, you know, when you get up on stage, we talked about the years of experience that a bodybuilder has on stage, how long he's been doing all this. He's been going to the gym on a consistent basis, doing the squats, doing the deadlifts, training hard, training heavy, even when he doesn't feel like it for years, but also how long he's been doing the whole dieting process. Now, that all comes down to how much you want it. If you want to assume that everybody's just doing a 12-week diet or an 8-week diet, or when you're on your 12 weeks that sometimes they miss meals, sometimes they miss workouts, sometimes they skip their cardio, sometimes they cheat on their diet. If you want to get on stage and assume everybody went at it like you did, if you have those type of habits, you know, well, I can tell that, yeah, you're gonna have a tough time believing how they have the body that beat you, because you're assuming that they have the same standards, same baseline daily disciplines as they prepared for the show for the same length of time as you did, and they look like you do, they look like they do, and you look like they do. Thing is, you don't know on stage how much somebody suffered, how long they've been training hard. So everybody assumes that nobody works as hard as they do. They assume that if they do, it's just a tad bit harder, there shouldn't be that much of a difference. One thing I always say is that most bodybuilders, you know, when you get up on stage, a lot of it comes down to conditioning, how much you actually show the muscle that you actually earn, how much you show off that physique, how shredded, as Nick put it, that you get. That's a lot of times just how long you suffer, how much you tend to suffer, how much you don't cheat as you're preparing for that show, how long you've been doing it. And I always say that if you could go to the day of show, if you could just say it's, you know, 12 weeks before a show, if you can in your mind in a crystal ball, look at the competition that day 12 weeks from now, and you can see all the different competitors, their degree of conditioning, all right, how lean they're going to be. If you can see that in your mind before your contest preparation even starts, you're going to have a lot easier time. And the reason why is that you're going to assume, oh, well, I'm doing good enough. Oh, I look pretty lean. You don't know how lean you should get. You have no idea, hey, what's achievable, what's not achievable. I can tell you this, of every competitor, when they're on stage and everybody lines up in the back before they go on stage, if they can stop that moment, go back 12 weeks and start all over again, they would be a lot leaner, in a lot better condition than that day. Unfortunately, you can't go back. And I'll tell you what, is that I don't want to make excuses for how well I did, how much muscle, how I developed my physique. But I'll tell you this, is that my physique structurally, you know, I know it's legendary how much muscle I have. I see things like on YouTube, on the internet. Skip LaCour is by far the biggest natural bodybuilder out there, and he's bigger than the guys in the 60s, blah, blah, blah. Simply not true. Simply not true. If you were to meet me in person, if you were to see me on stage, there's a lot of natural bodybuilders who are bigger than me. A lot of them. A lot of them had better structural shape than me. If you want to tell, you know, I would do the USA, the non-tested nationals that happened 2 or 3 weeks before the Team Universe, and you want to see a gigantic difference between me and them, it was huge. What I did do is I made the most of what I had. I did a couple of things. One is I just made sure I was in absolute amazing conditioning. If that meant losing quite a few pounds of muscle, I would do that. I would understand it's an illusion that's created on stage where all the muscles, they get exaggerated the more lean you get. And so that would be my strategy. I'd try to be as big as possible sometimes, and I would do poorly in contests or not as well because I would see that I wasn't in good enough condition to display my body properly. All right, I might have been in the same condition as the guy next to me who did better than me. All right, so I got lean enough. But for my body, my genetic, my shape, it wasn't good enough. It didn't display my physique to its best. And a couple of years of doing that, I said, screw this. I'm going to get as lean as possible. And that became my strategy. All right, another thing is I knew how to really augment my strengths and to hide my weaknesses. So a lot of times there was a lot of bodybuilders who were better than me, genetically, or they had the potential. And I just outworked them. The reason why you know about me and some of the, and you don't know about a lot of these other great natural bodybuilders out there, is the amount of years that I spent doing it in a row without any breaks. And I'll tell you, what I sacrificed was the quality of my life, my personal life, my business life, to string together all those years together, but I built momentum. I built momentum as the marketing standpoint, how well I was known, but also with the distinctions that I learned. I didn't have to relearn things because I'd go right in the next year building upon everything that I learned on stage. All right? You know, the reason why you may be listening to the show with me now versus some other great natural bodybuilder is just because I worked harder. And that is all up to you, and that's what I can help you line out, whether it's with my books, my DVDs, one-on-one coaching, or this radio show, is help you get the most out of yourself. Now, I'll tell you this. You may find out that you don't want it as badly. Winning a bodybuilding show, some amateur trophy, it's just not that important to you, and that's cool, too. I certainly understand that. I certainly understand that. I look back, and I think, should I have done this for as long as I've done it? Should I move on to other things? So I understand there's other priorities in life, all right? But just give the person their due. If they want to be all dedicated, if they want to be myopic or single-mindedness or focused to get it, dedicate that area of their life just to win a trophy, give them their due. And don't think that maybe they're doing something illegal, something crazy, or something's just not up. Or also, don't be so hard on yourself to think that you're doing something wrong. It just may be that you're not doing what you're doing right long enough. Or you're not as focused, you don't want it as bad, and that's okay too. So I'm going to take a quick break here, and we're going to wrap up the last show, and we want to get some mental strategies right after this small break.
I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle, Max Ortiz Style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goals.
During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing on Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
That's my DVD 4-hour 2-disc set, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. You can order that DVD today, right now, at skiplacour.com. And it's right there on the front page. I'll tell you something. That was a labor of love, a labor of passion. When I already created 6 DVDs before, and so when I made this one, I had to say, okay, what is going to get my message across? What can my beliefs, my experience training, how can I get it down on disc? All right, not just some training, not just seeing some guy with big muscles training. How can I really coach, teach? How can I do it? Okay, now I've written books and articles and magazines, and I realized that, you know, men don't normally like to sit down and read. And also, reading versus seeing it are two different learning processes. So what I did is I invested in a top-of-line computer, top-of-line movie-making program, okay? I got 2 video cameras from 2 different angles. When I was starving, I was getting ready for the show to shoot in great condition. I would produce, organize, pretty much all by myself and my training partner. After came back from the show, all rested, recuperated, started the process of learning that whole computer process. That whole program of making movies and DVDs. I would chop it up, and all the instruction, which all 4 hours, I'm talking my rear end off, just dumping everything mental, physical, emotional, psychological, everything that has to do with training, and overlay that soundtrack that I recorded, produced, wrote, everything over myself. So it's like you're being with me and watching it over and over and over again. You're hearing everything, all the macro, the large things when it comes to bodybuilding, training, nutrition, and all the small things. They're all thrown in there. So order that DVD, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. And actually, you should go and get the whole complete package. Christmas is coming up. Buy a gift for yourself. All my DVDs, all 7 DVDs, 20 hours, and all my books on PDF files, all 2,000 pages. Go to school. Become a master in this. Is this something that you want to do? I'll tell you, I talked to so many people so freaked out with the economic conditions, what's going to happen, are their jobs going to go online? You know, there's certain things that are not in your control. You just have to get up every single day and do your best, that do the things that are in your control. Your body, your mind, taking care of yourself, that is completely in your control. invest $300 into yourself. Get the 7 DVDs, 20 hours of footage. Get the 10 books, 2,000 pages. Go to school. And while the rest of the world is uncertain, freaking out, wasting time, wasting energy on stuff they can't concern, you take advantage of this time where everybody else is freaking out. You become a leader. You become certain. Master and focus this part of your life and get it taken care of forever. So that's my book and DVD library special, and you can check that out at skiplacour.com. One thing I talk a lot about are the mental process when it comes to building your body. Like I said, there's a lot of different training programs out there. They all seem to contradict each other. There's a lot of different nutritional programs. They all seem to contradict each other. It's not the training program necessarily, although I definitely do believe some are better than others. And it's not the nutritional program, although I do believe that some are more effective than others. At the same time, I've seen people with strong mindsets make them work. As you know, I've been involved in the personal development field, expanding my mind, working with some of the best personal development, peak performance motivational speakers, reading all the books, all the DVD programs, back when they were audio programs on cassette tape, doing whatever I could to take my life to the next level, my mind, my emotions, my psychological makeup to the next level, feeding my mind with tons of information, going to seminars all around the world, learning from the best. And I really do believe that when it was time for me to start bodybuilding at 27, it's how I prepared my mind with, you know, 5 years of personal development and then continued all through my bodybuilding career that created my success in bodybuilding. I found that that is the same success in life as I'm branching off into other areas of my life now. I apply these same principles. So what I want to do right now is I want to talk about how to create the vision of this bodybuilder, this health and fitness person, who you really want to be. Right now you may be just focusing on, hey, what's the best training strategy? What's the best nutrition strategy? I want to work with you and your mind, setting up your lifestyle. Because let me tell you, any challenges that you have in the gym are because of how you have your mind and your lifestyle set up. Any challenges that you're having with an eating program, it's because of how you have your mind and your lifestyle set up. So here's some things that you can do to become that health and fitness, that stud in the gym, have the body that you want, how to set up your mindset and your lifestyle to support your goal to have that body, that health level of health and fitness that you want, or actually anything in your life. You know, you need to outline what you really want when it comes to your health, fitness, and your body. You have to line up, and let's just call this version one. And the reason why I say that is right now you're starting off flat. You kind of have an idea of what you want. A lot of times we don't think in specifics about what we want. And in life, we kind of take a lot of times what is actually we think is available to us or what's given. Oh, I can't build that kind of body without drugs. You know, we have a certain perception in our mind what we can have, what we can achieve, what we can do for ourselves. And the chances are great without a level of momentum and success in proving to yourself that things can happen. What do you think right now versus after I get you successful and then with some momentum and some validation that you can do more? Your version one of what you really want for your life is going to be a lot less than version two, version five, or version seven. That's why I said outline what it is you really want for your body, okay? What I want you to do is just list out all the areas, the training, nutrition, the training in the gym, the mindset. What are your long-term goals? What are your short-term goals? How do you want to look, feel, be with that body, that level of health and fitness that you really want in the gym, out of the gym, with the weights, how much you're going to lift, you know? Whatever it is for you, you need to sit down and list, I want to go to the gym on a consistent basis. When I'm in the gym, you know, I want to be focused and I want to be in and out of there for an hour. I want to have I want to be able to take my personal best lifts to the next level at least once a month. I want to execute so well that I just developed this beautiful statue, which is my body. So execution, doing the exercise perfectly where I really feel it. I don't want to do a lot of talking. I don't want to miss workouts. I want my cardio to be hard and intense and get the heck out of there. Okay, I don't know, whatever it is for you. I want to stick to my diet 6 days a week, 7 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever it is for you. I want to make sure I eat all of my meals, all four of those meals, all six of those meals, all eight of those meals. I want to enter a bodybuilding contest 8 months from now, 8 years from now, whatever it is for you. You need to write those things all out. And again, I call this version one because right now you're starting off flat. What is available to you, right? I'll tell you, you're not going to get what you want until you outline exactly what it is you want. You know, I know you hear that all the time, but it is so true that clarity is power and being specific. Here's the thing is people are afraid to get specific. Number one is because they don't know how to do it. Number two is they don't want to fail. And number three is they don't even know what's available to them. That's why I call this version one. So what I want you to do is just start the process. Start the process of identifying and, you know, think big, all right? I'll tell you this. What you think of now, when you get some success behind you, you'll start dreaming bigger. So try to dream as big as possible right now, as much as you can. Don't say, you know, if you really want to become a national champion someday, but that goal is so big, and don't just say, well, I want to enter the local show. If I can just enter the local show, then I'll be good. Because, see, what's going to happen? You're going to work really hard. You're going to do what a local show winner would do. All right? And, then, you know, I understand that. You may have only been training for 3 months or for 1 year. And you're going to train and think and walk and talk like the guys who won the local show. All right? Well, then you're going to win that local show if all things go well. And then you're going to say, you know, I want to win a regional show. And I'm going to do that in 2 years. And then you're going to walk, talk, think, train, hopefully, like a guy who can win a regional show. And then, you know, things just don't happen that fast a lot of times. It might take you two or three times at that regional show, maybe 2 or 3 years if you're lucky, before you actually do well on that. And then you'll say, you know what? I'm about ready to enter a national stage. Okay? And then you'll think bigger and you'll say, you know what? I'm going to enter the national show. I want to place in the top 15. All right, then you'll train, walk, act, walk, talk, you know, like a guy who can place in the top 15 at the show. And then maybe or maybe not get in the top 15. Well, then when you start thinking, hey, I can do better than possible than I thought was possible, I'm going to shoot for the top five. You're going to walk, talk, train, think like a guy who's in the top five. And then when you finally prove to yourself that you can be in that top five, you're going to start saying, you know, I can win this thing. And then you'll go on a journey of saying, you know, I can do this. Something's going to trigger in your mind where you now think you can do it. And you're going to walk, talk, think, train, believe, rededicate yourself, be passionate like a guy who can win the whole national show. Here's my thing for you, though. How many years went by before you developed that attitude? Okay? What if you could develop the attitude as, yeah, I may have only been training for a year, but one day I will be the best. I will be the best. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next year. But I'm going to walk, talk, think, train, be passionate, be dedicated as the national champion who's been training for 1 year. Can you see everything is massively different when you can think big enough? You can think big enough to have those kind of thoughts, okay? Think about that. Think about the guy who's been training for 1 year with your same genetic ability, with your same availability to all the different resources, whether it's the nutrition, the training, whatever, the gym as you, 1 year. And he says, I'm going to be a national champion someday. Versus the guy goes, man, if I can just win this local show, I'd be really happy. All right? And all the other conditions being the same, that mindset, it's going to be totally different. Okay, here's the deal. If you go step by step until you prove it to yourself with actual real evidence, how I explain that process, by the time you're a national champion, that's going to be 15, 20 years from now. If you had the same process thinking, hey, I'm a national champion in training, even though I've only had 1 year of training, let me tell you, you're going to cut off half of that time. Half of that time before you're a national champion because of your mindset alone. You're going to get more out of yourself. You're going to dedicate yourself more often. So you need to outline what it is you really want. You want to think as big as possible. Again, I call this version one because as you gain momentum, whether it's 3 months of doing your habits, okay, or it's 3 years, you're going to build momentum and you're going to start asking for more. But first, I got to get you in the process to think big enough now. Don't just say, well, if I can get myself to just show up for the gym, then I'll worry about losing this six-pack. No, I want you, or losing as body fat and show my six-pack. I want you to, the day before you even enter the gym, before you even sign the papers to even join the commercial gym, I want you to say, I'm going to have a six-pack in 6 months. I'll tell you, with that type of ambitious goal, you're going to actually make sure you sign up, follow through, do the work, do the exercise, do the eating, because you have that type of goal. So you need to get specific about what you want. Again, I know that sounds so trite, so simple. It's not that simple, all right? Now, I can tell you so many times, even with my success, if I would have thought bigger from the beginning. And I'll share a couple of things with you just to help you understand that it's not that simple. It's a process. It's like an onion. It's like you can keep on peeling it, peeling it, peeling it. Here's a couple of things. Is that I would enter the USA, a non-tested show. That would be 2 or 3 weeks before, the show that I really shot for, and that was the drug-tested nationals, the Team Universe. And what I would do is I'd say, well, you know what? My real show is the Team Universe, so I'm just going to enter this USA show. And boy, if I can get in the top 15, I'll be happy. Well, I'll tell you, I would train, eat, sleep, think like a guy who hoped to make it in the top 15. And guess what? Didn't make it in the top 15. All right? Because that's just, it doesn't work that way. Those weren't very ambitious goals. They didn't motivate me to get the most out of me. All right. Well, not only did I not make the top 15, I didn't do very well in the show that I shot for. That one I did believe because of how I set it up in my mind. All right. I remember the first year that I entered the Mr. Universe contest, and I thought that was really like a real, drug-free type of show. And, nobody told me, how that really worked. Boy, I thought, I'm going to win this. I just won my class at the Team Universe. I'm going to win this. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to train. I was so passionate, so driven. And, you get up, you get there, and boy, there's some really gigantic, freaky, awesome bodies there. And guess what? I came in sixth place the first time I did the Mr. Universe contest. That wasn't that first place that I saw in my mind that I was going to get. Well, let's talk about years afterwards when I kind of knew what the playing field was like. And so then I started making goals like, well, I hope to get in the top 5 again or the top 15 or whatever. Or I would even say things like, it's just a great honor to just represent the USA, whatever it was. And guess what? Did I do as well? No, I didn't. Sometimes being naive to what you think you can do is a great thing because you're going to work harder. You're going to work harder. Another thing was like with, my whole bodybuilding career as far as, being a competitor and also being a business person in bodybuilding. I quit my job to do this full time. And my goal was coming out of it was, I want to become a national champion and I want to make a living at my bodybuilding training and fitness. And guess what? I became a national champion. And I made a living with my books and my DVDs and, writing for the muscle magazines. I definitely pieced together more money than I had at my regular job before I quit it. Well, later on I realized that wasn't too ambitious of a goal. What if I would have said, I want to become a national champion and I want to make massive wealth doing what I love to do, helping out people all over the world, not just make a living. How about massive wealth? What would I have done? What would I have learned about marketing or the products I created or how many products I created, how I bundled them all together, what my pricing would, how much more effort or other contracts besides with supplement companies, or maybe I would have shopped for the best supplement company deal rather than just say, hey, boy, people don't really make that much money doing this. I'm just so lucky to be doing it, all right? How would that have changed everything? So, again, you need to outline what you really want and think big. So that's the end of the show. I think I may be talking about this again next week unless you have some calls. So thanks for joining the show. Visit the skiplacour.com website and have a great week.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning. I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This two-disc, four-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Max Ortiz Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final session, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Papillon Muscle Max Lutisal today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.